Rosa, a program that focuses on issues by, for, and about members of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning communities. You can hear Outbeat Radio every Sunday night at 8 p.m.
This is Living Proof, and we're your hosts. I'm Dr. Diana Grayer, and next to me is my co-host and wife, Sheridan Gold. Tonight, our guest is Coco Celis. Coco is a soul from the Andes, born in Bolivia, South America. Coco is a graphic designer and was the art director of an art, fashion, cultural magazine called Morio.
In 2020, Coco moved to Sonoma County and began studying astrology and hasn't stopped studying, learning, and reconnecting with the astrological information. Hello, Coco.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for your beautiful, beautiful words. And your voices are incredible. I'm like, wow.
As is yours.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
We are really looking forward to speaking with you in more detail, learning about your life, your family, coming out, and anything else you want to share. But first, here's news and events with Outbeat member and our engineer, Greg Moralia.
I'd love to change the world.
This is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio news for the week of May 5th, 2024. A cosmetic procedure involving drawing a person's blood, manipulating it, and injecting it back into their face is responsible for at least three cases of HIV, according to the Centers for Disease Control. The infections occurred at a now-closed beauty spa in New Mexico, where the former owner is now in prison for practicing medicine without a license. The HIV transmissions took place back in 2018, and are the first documented cases of HIV being spread via cosmetic procedures involving needles. The treatment at the center of the controversy is known as vampire facials, a procedure popularized by Kim Kardashian more than a decade ago. The facials involve drawing blood from a patient, separating platelet-rich plasma from the bodily fluid, and then injecting it back into the person's face via tiny needles. The procedure is supposed to lessen the appearance of wrinkles and acne scars. Patients, including Kardashian, often report pain, swelling, and bloody marks on their face after the treatment. Vampire facials aren't inherently dangerous, but the New Mexico spa was extremely careless in storing the blood, how it was labeled, or mislabeled, or not even labeled at all, in record keeping. The New Mexico Department of Health became aware of the issue back in 2018 when a woman tested positive for HIV. She had no other risk factors, but did tell health officials she visited the spa and received the microneedling process. Two other cases of HIV have been linked to the vampire facials at this same spa, and the former owner is now serving a three-year prison sentence. Four southern states have joined together with four conservative organizations to sue the Biden administration over recently issued rules banning anti-LGBTQ+ discrimination in education. Earlier this month, the Department of Education unveiled new Title IX rules to address the needs of LGBTQ+ students. The rules interpret Title IX, which bans discrimination on the basis of sex in education, as legal protection against anti-LGBTQ+ school policies. The idea is that it's impossible to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity without taking sex into account. This is the foundational argument that the U.S. Supreme Court has already applied in the 2020 Bostock v. Clayton County case, ruling with respect to job discrimination. With this new rule, any school that receives federal funding will no longer be able to discriminate against LGBTQ+ students. This could affect states and school districts with policies to out LGBTQ+ students to their parents or ban transgender students from using bathrooms that correspond with their gender. The new rules could also give students who face discrimination recourse in federal court. The states of Alabama, South Carolina, Florida, and Georgia allege in the lawsuit that the Biden administration doesn't have the authority to make this rule and that it goes well beyond the original intentions of Title IX. The states are joined in this lawsuit by the Independent Women's Network, Parents Defending Education, Speech First, and the Independent Women's Law Center. And here in the Bay Area, tensions are mounting in the tiny town of Sunol, where the looming recall vote for two school district trustees has cast neighbors against one another, and it's led to accusations of homophobia, racism, and ethical breaches. The controversy started last fall when the three-member Sunol Glen School Board of Trustees voted 2-1 to forbid hanging banners other than the U.S. and California flag on campus, a move perceived by many residents and people affiliated with the school as to ban LGBTQ pride flags. The vote divided the East Bay town of 900 people, where the Sunol Glen School, a K-8 campus with 263 students and the only school in the district, is the heart of the community. A group of parents initiated a recall campaign and collected enough signatures to put it up for a vote on July 2nd. Similar scenes have played out in communities all across California, where conservative school boards are issuing policies attacking LGBTQ+ rights. Two conservative board members were recalled in Orange County last month, largely over a policy that required teachers to notify parents if their children asked to change their gender identity at school. And finally, the student choruses at Napa Valley College and Napa High School are coming together to perform Greg Hella Johnson's oratorio, Considering Matthew Shepard. This incredible musical piece shares not only the story of Matthew Shepard, but who Matthew was as a person. This moving performance takes place on Saturday, May 18th at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center on the main campus of Napa Valley College. You can get tickets at performingartsnapavalley.org. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moralia.
If you just joined us, we are talking with Coco Siles, and again, we want to thank you, Coco, so much for giving us a little time from your very busy schedule.
Thank you so much again for this opportunity. I think the time we are sharing right now is a gift, so I appreciate it so much.
I'm curious about that when you say it's a gift. What's happening for you right now, being here?
I feel that the connection that we are having right now, the three of us, is a blessing about all this journey that we all have been passing through. We have realized that time is something that we have, is the only thing that we have to offer and to receive. So, I mean, time is something that we share with the others, and that time our energy is being exposed. And I feel right now that we are exposing ourselves and our truth. And I'm so happy to share this time with you as that, you know. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
So why don't you introduce yourself? Let us know about your life in Bolivia. What did you do there? What were your hobbies? What were your passions? And you're a graphic designer for this wonderful magazine. I looked it up online. It's so fantastic. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your life in Bolivia?
Thank you for your words. So I consider myself a traveler. I always travel either way for studies or for a work contract. I have lived in Buenos Aires, Argentina for 1 year. I have lived in Copenhagen, Denmark for 6 months. Then I have lived in Peru, Lima, Peru, and Cusco for another 6 months. So I'm always traveling, and I think that's part of my energy, you know, like I like to discover new places and connect with people and being there where the party is. So 2018, for 15 years, I was working for this magazine, Morillo y Bolivia, this beautiful about fashion and culture and art, always trying to put the community together. That was the final message that I received when, thanks to this magazine, I was invited to this event in 2018. So in that event, I was able to expose my magazine and tell all these people what I was doing. And then, as we were saying at the beginning, there was the right people in the right moment. So I had this beautiful connection with this community. It was a gay community in New York called Voices For. And then, thanks to this beautiful connection, they invited me again in 2020. For being part of, they wanted to do a gay community Latino magazine in New York. So That was beautiful. 2018, I said, okay, I have 2019 to close everything, like about the magazine, or maybe just put it in a pause and then see what is going to happen in 2020. So as the traveler that I am, I decide to accept, of course, the gift of coming again to USA. And when I arrived 2020, COVID happened. So COVID was actually the key to open another doors for me.
How did it open the door? How was it a key to a door opening for you?
Yeah, it actually opened like 83 doors for me. Oh, I actually, that was one of the first messages I received when I came to California. It was that 83 doors will be open once we will reconnect with ourselves, you know. So I was in New York. Everything was going crazy with the COVID situation. So they told me, you can stay, but we are not gonna be able to look for you because we don't know what is this, you know, we don't know what is happening in the world. So I moved to Washington, D.C. with a friend to see what was going to happen, you know, and just staying here because in that moment, all the countries got closed, especially in South America and some countries in Europe. So I received this beautiful message from my cousin. He lives here in Hillsburg in Sonoma. And he told me, come to California. Things are going better. It's not as crazy as everything's happening there in the east side. So I said, wow, of course, I was going to accept that invitation from my cousin, you know, my family member. So that's the way I came to California and I arrived to Hillsburg. Actually to Santa Rosa first, to the airport. And that was the most beautiful thing that I was surprised that the characters from Snoopy were there, you know, and they practically received me. And I was like, wow, I can't believe I am in this beautiful airport with the characters of Snoopy receiving me. And yeah, so there was my cousin, and that was another story.
Wow, you got me curious about the 83 blessings. And I noticed once you got to New York, you got another blessing, go to Washington, D.C., and then you came here to Hillsburg. So there are other, where are the other, what, how many is that? Three, the other 80 gifts. I'm just curious about that. That's beautiful to have a message like that.
Thank you, Diane. My cousin, he's a chef in Hillsburg. He's a beautiful guy that is always following his dream. So he was always, since I arrived, he was pushing me to expand myself. He was telling me, go to, maybe you can go to LA and you can also discover some other opportunities. And I was like just following the path where my soul was guiding me, you know, because I think that was the moment when I figured out that I was going to reconnect with my soul, with my spirit and my body. You know, that's the way how it goes. And I was okay. I'm going to expand this travel that I'm having, and let's go. Let's explore California, especially right now where it's the only place where I will stay safe and passing all this COVID situation that we all were passing through. So I figure out how to do it, and I start connecting with the community. Especially here, you know, I was connecting with the community in Sonoma, and I realized that this place is blessed, you know. Only just looking to nature, I was seeing all these beautiful trees and how the plants, when I was walking, I remember in Hillsborough, during this during the quarantine, I was walking to I was walking and seeing all these beautiful colors of nature and plants and trees, and I was like, oh my God, this place is blessed, you know. This place has another energy that I haven't seen in these places I was traveling. Of course, maybe it was meant to be, you know. So being here in Sonoma, it was the first thing that captivated me, like seeing the nature so happy, you know, like plants are smiling to you and flowers are smiling to you. And I was, because I was seeing nature instead of being humans, because humans were in their places and they were locked out, and we were, because we, but my cousin was right. He told me, you will see a different situation here in California with the COVID. You will not see what you are seeing in New York, you know? And actually that was because we were in some kind of another, we were able to just expand ourselves with nature, you know, reconnecting with nature.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I can see what you're saying. That's beautiful.
I like when you said that the flowers are smiling at us. That's so beautiful. And like right now on our earth and here in Sonoma County, the flowers are bursting out and the weeds are bursting out and the fruit blossoms are coming in and everything is just popping. And so what you describe, what you saw in 2020 is like right now is happening here as well. So we could really see that in our mind's eye. So it was interesting that you came to California from New York during COVID and your experience of it being different. I was wondering if you could just elaborate just a little bit about what did you see in New York that you didn't see here besides nature, getting reconnected with nature? Was it the energy of the people? I mean, it was crazy times for sure.
Oh, New York, my experience with New York, I remember in 2018, I arrived to the JFK and I received this message, just take a cab and come to downtown, you know, and take these yellow cabs at the entrance of the JFK and come to the downtown. I was like, okay, I'll just follow the instructions. So when I get into this car, there was this little like video and they were passing Thriller from Michael Jackson, you know, and I was like, oh my God. Welcome to New York. Welcome to USA. Because Michael Jackson for me is everything. I mean, my first Ken doll that my mom got for me was a Michael Jackson Ken doll with a Thriller jacket. I mean, I was like, oh, wow, I can't believe Michael Jackson is receiving me. You know, I was like, oh my God. So as the experience in the Sonoma, in the Santa Rosa Airport in New York, having all these signs. I mean, USA, since I came to USA, I have receiving all these beautiful signals, you know, signals of being here. What does it mean being in the United States, you know? What is the real meaning of United States? So that word united, you know, united, when you are here, you start feeling that, the union of humans, how they have built this country. And just with these beautiful messages, you know, from artists like Michael Jackson, or you name it. So, and okay, so long story short, I was in this event, and only in New York, they will tell me, they will be honest with anything you will present, especially magazines, fashion magazines, or you know, anything related to fashion or culture or art, you know. So I took the magazine to this event, and I remember this guy, he was seeing my magazine. You will see my magazine is like this kind, it's like a book. It's not like something like 16 pages. It has like more than 100 or sometimes 200 pages, you know. So he was seeing my magazine, and he told me, like, I will always have this face that he did, and he was like, this is not a fashion magazine. And I was like, what? Yeah, this is a community magazine. You're putting your community together in this, and this is not a magazine, this is a book, because a magazine in New York is, and he showed me his phone. He was like, it's in our phones and it's another era, you know? And I was like, wow. So he told me, what you have to do is go back to your country and tell them that this is a community magazine, that you're putting all these artists, all these people together in this book. I mean, you are showing your community. They made you believe that you were doing fashion because maybe they don't know what is a fashion magazine. So he was very honest. He was like, loud and clear, you know, like only in New York, they will tell you like that. You know? They will be honest and they will tell you what you have to really, really do. So I was kind of confused because for 15 years, I thought I was running this fashion. They made me believe that I was, oh my God, this fashion editor and this fashion. So, but it was actually another thing, you know, it was totally different. Even though I was like always, of course, showing art and showing beautiful photography and artists and designers at the same time. But I think that was the thing that took me to New York to receive that message, go back and then come back again, but see from another perspective, like calm down the ego and reconnect with your soul, you know?
That's so interesting. You have to have a strong ego though, to be able to disconnect from it and bring your soul up because, you know, somebody, you could take that as criticism, but you took it as a gift.
Yeah. Since I arrived to California, I started to confront my ego. Just being here, you know, I started to confront my ego and to calm down my ego and say, since now the soul is the only director of this story, you know.
Oh, you're very deep.
Yeah, I love that, the soul.
Thank you, guys.
That you focus really on your inner workings. That's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. Thanks to you.
Yeah, it's hard for a lot of people to like let go of ego, you know.
Yeah.
And to learn and to grow.
And we are still.
It says a lot about you. Where do you get this from? The spirit of yours. Where do you get it from?
From you. from you, you know. Thanks to you. Because you are part of this beautiful process. Being here and I always say this to my friends here in Sonoma, in Santa Rosa, in Hillsborough, that you are very blessed to be here, to have all this, to be being surrounded by all this beautiful community. And community, I mean everything, you know, plants, animals, and nature, and humans, everything, everybody. So I think it's thanks to being here. And in my experience studying, I had this nice teacher, I remember also, that she told me, she's from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and she told me, and she didn't even know me entirely, you know. She just told me, okay, so you are going to LA, you are going to this place where the angels are, you know, because of the name, because angels. But don't think that as your mind is thinking, because your mind will be telling you you're going to a city of the angels and LA, you know, all this information that we have about places. And of course she told me that place is blessed because of the name, but it's where you will find more demons as you think, you know, because of the name. I mean, that place has a lot of ego. A lot of ego. That's why you will find Hollywood and you will find all this industry, because there is a lot of ego. And I was like, okay. So as you said, Sheridan, if you have to confront with something like if your ego is so strong, of course you will have to go to a place where you will be reflected, and you have to reflect yourself to confront also your personality, you know, to see, oh my God, is my ego really, like, in which level is my ego, you know? So it was so beautiful when I arrived to LA to have this experience, you know. It was part of my studies, was you have to go to a place like with that name to be part of the process of what you are doing, you know, to what you are learning or the information that you are receiving and all these things. So I remember when I got to LA, I was looking for a place where to live, and there was this beautiful couple, and they only asked me for my Instagram. It was so LA. They told me, oh yeah, please send us your Instagram, right? Then we will let you know if you can live with us. I was like, okay. Only my Instagram was kind of my ID, you know.
What did they think when you sent them your Instagram? What'd they say?
They told me, can you come tomorrow? We would like you to live with us. I was like, okay. So I was like, okay, so this is maybe a new information that I'm receiving. And I was surprised. And yeah, of course. So it depends where you are and the situations where you put your body, your soul, and your mind. So then you will receive the message, you know. So the beautiful thing of this house was that the house was divided in three rooms. So one was the soul, one was the body, and one was the spirit. So my first room was the soul, you know. So it was the room of soul, where your soul will start talking to you, and you will listen to the soul, you know. Like, it's not something that we normally do. We think we are, but it's a tricky thing, you know, because the ego is fast, but the soul is faster. But the ego doesn't want to accept. But the ego will tell you, oh, don't go to that street. But the soul will say, no, yes, let's go. Why not? And then you will see, oh, what should I do? So, yeah, it's kind of tricky, but the only thing you have to do is, like, you have to think that the ego is this kind of wild horse that just want to jump and enjoy the beach, you know, and enjoy the sun. But there is a moment when you have to hold on the horse, you know, and hold on the horse and say, okay, horse, we will have fun, but we will enjoy this ride together, you know.
So how long did you stay in LA to get back to Hillsburg?
So then I started to study. I connected with Tamara Siriza. She's from Mexico. So thanks to all this COVID situation, we were able to study online, you know. So it was going to be easy to study online, especially for people like me that would like to travel and being in a constant learning. So I connect with this teacher, Tamara Siriza. She runs this Akashic Records school. That it was the beginning for my deep studies about astrology and numerology and tarot and all these learnings that we all know. I mean, we all know this information, but we just remember. There are moments in our life where we start remembering. Because this information, astrology, astronomy, we all humans, we all know this.
But it's a practice, though, to find out and to pay attention, like you say, to the soul. I mean, astrology is a big thing. I mean, you said we all have it, but we have to kind of draw from that. I mean, we have to know how to access it, don't we?
Yes. And you said this beautiful word, practice. Practice is everything. Everything since you wake up until you go to sleep, you are in a constant practice, practice, practice. And then thanks to the universe that we are here as humans, thanks to that practice, we become magicians, because that's what magicians are. You know, they practice and then they can fly, and they can do anything they want. And just depends on us. Depends on us, and depends on with whom we interact and we share our energy. We have to be aware of that. Like, with whom are you sharing your energy, and you are in this constant act of giving and receiving. No, you have to be aware of that.
When did you become so interested in astrology? How old were you when you decided to do that journey?
This is a very interesting question. Thank you for asking me, because you just made me remember when I was super young, when I was a teenage. I remember I used to see my mom's she used to like these fashion magazines in Latin America. She was seeing the gossips and, you know, the pictures. And at the end of the magazines, there were the horoscope. Now, you know, the horoscope, there was always in these magazines. So I was always interested in that part of the magazine. Now, my mom was always telling me, oh, but you are starting from the end of the magazine, because that was the place where normally the horoscopes were used to be, you know, at the end of the magazine.
I remember that, yeah.
In my case, that was the beginning, but in a very profound way, as now, I think since 2020. That's why I connected with this message of like COVID was, for in my case, a key to open this door, you know, that then it opened more. So it was only that maybe it was going to take me a long time if that wouldn't happen, but we will never know, you know. But for me, in that moment, that was the moment when I reconnect with being in the exact moment in the right place.
We do need to take a music break, and you brought a song, and then would you let us know the name of the song and why it's important to you?
Okay, thank you so much for letting me share this song with you guys. Alanis Morissette. I remember I was an adolescent, and it was in my parents' room when I was watching TV, and all of a sudden this video from this girl start running, and the lyric and seeing her being reflected in these four characters in this car, that was the moment, you know. I think that was the beginning of my adolescence when I was passing through this moment in my life. And since that moment, this song was captivating me. And then this was my first CD that I got when I was young. So Jagged Little Pit from Alanis Morissette and the song Ironic are, part of my life.
Well, thank you so much for bringing it and introducing it to our listeners, everybody. We're going to be playing Ironic by Alanis Morissette, and we'll see you on the other side. An old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think it's like rain? And that was Ironic by Alanis Morissette. Thank you so much for bringing her and letting us hear that beautiful song, Coco. We'd like to get more into your own coming out story and your relationships with your family. And you said earlier that you came out to your family, I think, when you said you were 18. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. When I was 18, I was still dating with a girl. And this girl, I remember she wanted to have a kid with me. We were very in love. But maybe she was more. I mean, she wanted to have a kid with me. And I remember I was like seeing myself and I was like, no, I'm too young to have a kid. And we were super young, 18 years old. So we said, so I decided to stop the relationship and just being alone, you know. So when I was 21, long story short, I was in this party from my university, and we were in this house from a friend, and I remember this guy came to me and he told me, "Oh, hey, would you like to grab that bottle of whiskey and let's go outside of this party and maybe let's go like to the park?" And I was like, "Yes, that sounds cool. Let's go," you know. So he grabbed the bottle of whiskey. We went out, and actually I told him, "You know what? My parents' house is 2 blocks from here and they have this beautiful garden. Why don't we go there and we can just drink this bottle and we are not in the street, you know?" And he told me, "Oh my God, that sounds better, you know?" So we went to my parents' house. We were laying down the grass. Oh my God, this is like, this is real, guys. We were laying down in the grass, watching this beautiful night, stars over there, you know, drinking whiskey. And this guy started to touch my hand. And I was like, "Oh my God, what is this?" You know, he just touched my hand. And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm gay." I am gay.
Wow. So cute.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing me back.
Say more about that. Did you know before when you were with the girl? Did you have any idea that you were gay at that moment?
Maybe there are some moments in our lives that we are confused, you know, especially when you are a teenager and you're passing through like adolescence, and then you are confronting yourself also, you know, you are like, "Oh my God, what is this? Who I am?" And then your parents are also over you. What are you going to do with your life? I'm talking about my era, you know, when I was born and the moment when I was born, it was like that, you know, that was the process how we were raised. So, it was kind of challenging, you know, like at the beginning with girls and being in relationships and then allowing me to be by myself for like almost 3 years without like connecting in any other kind of that kind of attraction. And then this moment that happened in my life that night with this guy, once again, it was kind of maybe a gift also, you know, like when you are in this path of just allowing yourself to be by yourself, you know, like just letting your soul in one kind of another guide you and said, "Okay, let's put a pause, let's stop this and just let's see what is going to happen." But really trusting in the process is kind of a challenge. But there are moments in my life when I have seen that when I do that, the universe gives you back. Yeah.
So this night under the stars with the whiskey and this guy, it seems as though that he saw something in you, that he was attracted to you, obviously. Did anything happen after that? I mean, like, did you go out and become partners or something?
Yes, we just had the best moment of our lives. I remember I introduced him to my mother and then he introduced me to his mother, but not as a couple, no? We were just friends and we were friends. So I remember when I saw that my mother was very captivated with him, like, "Oh my God, he's so beautiful. Where is your friend?" And she was like asking me a lot about him. I was like, "Oh my God," so she likes him. So super happy. So it was a beautiful, beautiful moment. I have learned a lot with him in that moment of my life. And I think that was the moment when I had to be honest and tell my mother that I was gay, you know. And she wasn't expecting that. She was confused. She was like, "Oh my God, I always thought that he was just your friend." Because I was also like kind of using this situation, because I saw that she was so in love with him. I mean, she was loving him. And I was like, "Oh my God, so this is the perfect ticket or the perfect way to tell her that I am gay." So because she likes him. But it was different. She took it from another perspective. She actually like kind of blocked me in one kind of another, because I have one brother and two sisters. So we are four and I am the oldest. So she kind of find like a comfort zone with my brother and my sisters. And me being gay, I felt that she kind of rejected me, you know, she kind of rejected me, that part of my life, of my process. So I became like kind of a rebel with her, like confronting her all the time because she wasn't accepting me in that moment of my life. Then I said to myself, well, Coco, maybe that's why you have to travel more and try to be out instead of like just living in my country or in my house. And accepting all this traveling and studying and going all these places. So kind of maybe escaping, you know, the situation. So after that process, when I started to learn astrology, I remember we were in this class with this teacher, and she told us that in her journey, she learned that the only thing that the way she healed with her parents was only stop lying to them, you know, stop lying to them. She was like, the way I heal with my parents was I was going to be very open with them and tell them everything. So she had this very crazy experience with acid. So she told us she took acid and in a party, and she went like, it was a very, very scary situation for her. So she decided to go to her house and tell her parents that she took acid. And her parents told her, okay, don't worry, we will take care of you. So they took her to her bedroom. They were giving her food. They were being a company to her while she was passing through this moment, you know, this moment that we all humans are here to experiment things and experiment life. And this is a game, you know. So she told us, so when you are very honest with your parents, they have to know the most of you, because they have to become your best friends. So you have to tell them, you just treat them as friends, you know, like being friends. It's better to be the best friends of your parents, and then you will have another best friend. So, oh my God, that message for me was kind of, okay, so I have to tell this to my mother. I have to tell this to my mother. And she told me, yeah, you have to tell to your parents that you are studying astrology. Because at the beginning, I wasn't telling them that I was studying astrology. I was kind of like hiding this from them, because I knew they were going to tell me, what are you doing with your life? Why are you studying those things, you know? And I was like, even though coming from a Catholic school, me Catholic. So that was another come out of the closet, telling them that I am studying astrology.
So when you told them and you were honest with them, what was her reaction?
I was expecting, babies. I mean, my father told me, what are you doing with your life? What are you doing this? What are you doing that? Don't do that. You are wasting your time. Astrology, what is that? You know, I was like, oh my gosh, okay. So here we go again. So not only being gay, then astrology, and then I don't know what is coming. But I'm just telling them that, mom, we are friends now. You are not my father, you are not my mother. Of course, I am super, super happy and blessed that you were my father and you were my mom in this part of my life. And now we are going to be friends. At the beginning, my mother was kind of confused, like, because she wanted to take this mother role, you know, like forever. And I was like, no, there is a moment in our life that you have to put that character down and change the character and just now be a friend and maybe then be a daughter. And we have to play. That's why family members are made for, you know, to interact, to combine the characters. Don't get attached with being the mother forever or being the father forever, you know, or being the son forever. I mean, the most incredible things I'm doing, and you just have to be there if you want to listen to my stories, and I also be listening to your stories.
That's beautiful. I love the way you put that, Coco. because kids fight with parents all the time about that when they become older, 18 and older. I'm working with clients right now in that age group, and they want to be independent. They want to be able to live their lives and not live lives that their parents want them to live. So I like the metaphor of just being the friend versus, you know, okay, at 18, mom, dad, whoever, I have to be my own self now. So you have to change that title.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Once again, I can feel this reflection that we are having right now between us is magical.
When you came out, you told us a little bit about your parents, but what about your family, other family members and friends? Did you feel like you were accepted and you had a lot of support in your life besides your parents not accepting you right away?
Like your siblings?
Yeah, I think in my process were only my parents, and then the others were incredible. My siblings were beautiful. My friends outside my house were super, super supportive. Yeah, I mean, I felt very good with my community accepting me as I am, you know. And I think that was another beautiful learning in my journey, that try to be the most authentic I can be, so I don't have to be, I don't have to fake anything. And so I just have to be accepted as I am. Yeah, of course, you will find in some situations, you will find yourself maybe confronting some kind of strong moments where you will see the other trying to get into a fight with you, or trying to make you feel that you don't deserve to be here, or you know. But that now that astrology is giving me these things that I am remembering, I can see back and I can see that actually that was me, you know, that was me who was reflecting in the other to tell me that, because I really needed to hear that feedback from the other. So I always try to remember them as these beautiful lessons, so I can continue, and I'm not putting them on my backpack, you know. I'm just letting them go. I'm just saying, okay, thanks to you, I made it so far, so I continue and don't carry on with that energy on my backpack. It has been a process, of course, and once again, just connecting with the right community, as I feel right now being in Sonoma. I think I have found in Sonoma that beautiful, beautiful energy that allows me to let it go, you know, to let it go and just be here present.
Just imagine if everyone in the world did that. We'd have a healthier world, wouldn't we?
Yes.
That if we all could just be free, yeah, to be authentic and real, and so many people can't. And I love your tenacity, Coco, that you... At 18, you knew that you wanted to travel and you wanted to do astrology, whatever, you learned that. You were just so open. If we all could be just real and honest with each other, like you're saying, Cher, that would be a beautiful thing. And be accepted for who we are, too, you know?
Thanks to you. Thanks to you, I'm learning all these beautiful, beautiful messages.
So what are you doing now? I mean, as far as your business, graphic designing, are you established somewhere that we should know about?
So I had this beautiful experience here in Santa Rosa. I was helping my friend this party. And then I started connecting with beautiful, beautiful people from the community that they were allowing us to express ourselves. And I started to expose myself, to tell them who I am, what am I doing. And so I started to read astrological charts. I started to give the information, you know. I had this experience with a friend in it was via Zoom online. He was super excited for me to read in his chart, and it was very deep. You know, we went very deep with the information. So I felt a little bit that I wasn't ready to do it. It was in 2022. And so I kind of, I blocked myself, you know, like, oh my God, maybe I shouldn't do it, because I felt that he received this energy with, he was crying. So felt a little bit like, I mean, he felt a little bit bad, you know, because of the information that he was receiving. But then he told me that it was something that he needed to hear, because he was carrying on maybe some information that he was not able to express. And thanks to the reading of his astrological chart, he found something, you know, he found an information that unblocked him. That's why he felt all these emotions, like crying, and then be more honest and very vulnerable. So then I connected with this artist here in Santa Rosa, and she told me if I was ready to read her astrological chart. And I was kind of blocking her, you know, because I was like, maybe no, because I don't want to pass through that again, you know. So then I asked to my teacher, and she told me, Coco, if there is a human that she's not even like your friend or your family member, and she trusts you, you should say yes and try again, you know. So that she was the beginning. She was the beginning for me to do my astrological readings. She was it was a three hour reading, you know. She was surprised. She wasn't even like watching her phone. We were disconnected from our social medias, from everything, and she was like kind of receiving all the information. And I felt myself again. I felt, oh my God, so this is beautiful. I mean, I think we are now ready to do that, but obviously continue with the study, you know, because I think there are some kind of informations or studies that, as like astrology or numerology, that you will never stop learning, because you will see these messages and this information every time, every day, every second, as nature, as you know, nature, they are growing right now. Plants are growing and animals are changing. We are changing, as the same happens with the universe. You know, the planets, we know that there is a sun, there is a moon, but we also know that there is more. There is a Mars, there is a Jupiter, there is a Venus. There are more planets moving around us. And yes, they are part of the system. They are part of us. We all are moving this dancing together. So if you are, for example, remembering astrology, it's because you are connected with that information. If you are studying numerology, you are connected with that information. If you are studying music, you are connected with that information, because music is also an information. Music is also part of our healing. Something that I have learned is that, as all these planets, they have a different state of consciousness, and the planet Earth is the state of consciousness of healing. That's why we are here, to heal. I mean, the only reason humans are in this Earth is because they need to heal. And the only way of healing is when you value yourself and you enjoy.
You mentioned earlier that May is going to be quite a month. Could you elaborate?
Yes. May, as we were saying at the beginning, after 2020, 2024 is a different state. It's a different, it's another 2022, but we are in a different state of mind. You know, we have passed all these three, this process of years. It's like, let's put it like, you want to put this beautiful plant and you want to transpass this plant from one pot to another. You want to put this, you want to remove this plant, you want to put it in another place. So since 2020 until 2023, we have been removing the plant. We have been moving the roots. We have been like putting all this like with our hands, with our tools, we have been removing this plant. And since 2024 until 2027, we will be moving the plant. We will be moving the plant. And 2027 until 2029 and 30, we will put in the plant in a new place. So that's how the process is going to be for all these 10 years. And right now, maybe we feel a little bit all these energies moving because we are in the process of transpassing the planet. May is the beginning of realizing, oh wow, we are really moving. We are really transpassing the planet.
I'm just curious. I'm just trying to understand in human terms, like as far as human beings are concerned, the transformation or transplanting the plant. What does that look like?
There is a moment in our lives that we have to realize that it's only in the state of stillness where we are able to regenerate the tissues. The only thing we have to be aware is that the way we are connecting now with the community, it has to be the most authentic way you feel. You know, it's only about feeling. How do you feel? How do you feel surrounded by that community? How do you feel surrounded by the people that you are living with? Or how do you feel just being by yourself? How do you feel being alone? Do you feel bad? You feel good? It's always something. There will be always something of feeling. So once you recognize the feeling, then you are able to expose the things that are going on, you know. So May is very important in terms that we are gonna realize that living in this earth depends a lot of how we feel, how we enjoy being here. How do we connect with the body? The body is the most important tool, you know. The body is our vehicle. So how is your body? How is your body? The soul, the only way the soul communicates with us is through the body. The body speaks the soul language. So if your finger is hurting, it's because the soul is telling you something with your hands, or something is going on with some part of your body. So if you listen to the body, so then you are listening to the soul. It's the soul that is telling you, okay, so maybe what is going on? What is happening in that part of your body? Is because you are not listening to the soul. You are just listening to the mind. But the mind is a muscle. It's also a muscle that is like this horse that we were talking at the beginning. It's like this horse that it wants to get wild into the beach and go and run, you know. But this soul is also is a beautiful animal. This horse is a beautiful animal. So when the soul is in command, so when you say, okay, soul, just guide the body. So the mind is also part of the body. So the mind is also going to be, okay, let's have fun. Let's enjoy. Let's do it in the soul way. So, yeah, I mean, the first thing you have to do is like listen to the first thing that comes to your mind. Okay, let's go to Hawaii. And if the soul is saying, yes, let's go, go for it. Go for it. But if the mind says, no, we don't have money, we don't have this and that and that. So, but the soul wants to go. The soul wants to go. So maybe there is a reason why you are going there. Maybe there is something big that is going to happen when you take the decision. So yeah, it's a tricky part. It's a challenge we all are passing through.
We want to thank you so much for being on our show.
Yeah, thank you, Coco. I mean, we usually ask our guests for advice, you know, any kind of advice, but I mean, you can share advice, but you've shared so deeply with us.
It's time to say goodbye, and we want to remind everyone to remember that just like Coco, you too can be living proof that through being visible and vibrant and finding your niche, you can make this world a better world. This is Diana and Sheridan, and we'll be back next month. Until then,
good night.
Support for Outbeat Radio on KRCBFM comes from listeners and from Rocky, the free-range chicken, and Rosie, the original organic chicken. Air-chilled, non-GMO, locally raised right here in Sonoma County with no antibiotics ever. More information is available at rockyandrosie.com. You're listening to 104.9 KRCBFM Roanoke Park and KRCGFM Windsor, Sonoma County's NPR station. It's 9 p.m. Stay with us. Beale Street Caravan is next.